Off the Ball, GAA.
I think if everybody's been honest with themselves, you know, we would have went down to Dublin on the hope that we can ignite the thing again. But once we were beaten by Cork, I think we knew deep down that we weren't going to win in All Ireland.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball Daily.
Ross, a big win in a goal for you as well. You must be absolutely delighted to get a Dublin Derby win like that over the line.
Yeah, like you says, it's delighted to get 3 points. I was probably fortunate with my goal. I knew when Dawson got it, he could find me back post. I think it came off Gitty, got Nick, and I think it came off my hand. But yeah, thankfully it went in.
Talk to me about that, because I was going to ask you about it maybe a bit later on. I was going to say, was your heart in your mouth when he hits the hand? Is your heart in your mouth when you see Conor Parsons running away celebrating as well?
No, I thought when it hit my hand, I was like, right, it's a free out. So when I ran after, I was like, I don't really need to touch, he's going to give a free out. But thankfully, I went in, and then I looked at the line, and he was running back towards the half of the line, so I thought, it's a goal. So I was happy, and just celebrate before he chalks off.
Is that something you're laughing about in the dressing room after?
Yeah, I was probably laughing about getting man the match more than scoring the goal. I thought Doss was unbelievable, and Paul Waters with a massive save in the first half to keep us in it. So I'm not sure who picks the man the match, but I won't complain.
Talking about when you go down to 10 men, and yourself and Dawson in particular have a lot of running to do in the middle of the park after that, like, we obviously know you're fit lads, but you've gone from Friday, Monday into Friday again and three big games. How's that kind of coping with changing that in the second half?
Yeah, it's tough, obviously, playing against 11 men. We knew second half we were going to go the extra yards, but it's one thing we spoke about in pre-season is when these games come around, three games in a week, that we'd be ready for it, because that's why we work so hard in pre-season.
It's two huge Dublin derbies in a row, and look, like, this place was on wheels tonight, and we know it's the last time you're going to play in it in its current form. Like, are you savouring in nights like this when you're playing in them and you're scoring in them? Like, what's going through your head?
It's tough to look savouring them after a game like this. Probably look back at the end of the season, hopefully we've got some silverware or up there challenging for Europe, so hopefully we look back with the end of the season with some joy, but we don't look too forward to that.
You've got a European campaign to come up to as well, the first for Bowes in 5 years. You must be buzzing going ahead of that.
Yeah, had a taste of it the last time I was here in during COVID, which didn't really get the most of the fans in, but it was the best days of my career so far, and hopefully we can have another good run like that.
Is there a slight worry going into the European games? Like, we know obviously it's a huge 3 points against Pass tonight, but they're not playing in Europe. Rovers are going to be playing in Europe. Shelburne, teams around you are going to be playing. Like, is there a worry about legs? We spoke to the manager and he didn't seem to be too worried at all about it.
No, he wouldn't be worried about it. That's why we've got a squad and we've got fit lads. I think you showed today the lads that came on can run like the starters. And yeah, we look forward to playing games. And I think training is high intensity, so when it comes to game, we're ready.
Just one last thing before I let you go. You're quite close to the penalty decision in the first half. Have you had a chance to look back at it yet?
I haven't, no. I thought Toz was going to score, but I knew he was going to chop back, and then obviously a player of his quality is going to draw a foul, and thankfully we got the penalty and Collie stuck it away.
Thanks, Ross. Well done today.
Cheers, thank you.
The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Off the Ball Daily.
Alan, a fairly seismic win tonight against Pats, a big top of the table clash, second versus third. You must be delighted after that.
Yeah, absolutely thrilled with the players. You know, there's questions asked to this group of players all the time, and they're inconsistent, and we're this and we're that, and then I hear people question whether I'm throwing players under the bus, is another thing I heard this week. But it's a great group of players, they're really tight in there, and we stick together and to get the rewards. There are two sides of it tonight. First half we played a bit only okay, but second half we showed real character, togetherness, all the stuff that we're not supposed to have.
I think I'd be remiss of me not to say, I think the person said that they thought you weren't thrown under the bus, maybe you might have been, but there was a chance there.
I might throw him under the bus.
Well, I'll let you do that one. Colin Whelan scores a penalty 39 minutes into the game to take a 1-0 up. Pats players were a little bit furious about the decision being given. Have you had a chance to look at it?
No, I haven't had a look. The lads just asked me in there. I haven't had a look at it, you know, but I think Rob Harvey's fairly close to it, you know. So, look, I look back, I could be right, I could be wrong, I don't know.
A couple minutes later, Patrick Hickey receives two yellow cards, the second of the yellow cards. Did you have anything maybe that you were a bit annoyed about?
The game goes on so much and all these things. I can't remember the first one. The second one was a booking. So, look, if I'm going to argue, but we should deal with the ball first before the breaks of that. So, Pat Hickey's been outstanding for us all year, you know, and he's going to, like, if that's all he does wrong all season, I'd be quite happy.
The game obviously then changes drastically when you do go down to 10 men. Keane Byrne comes in and you change the system a little bit in the second half to try to cope with Pat's. But you coped with it fairly well as the second half went on.
Yeah, but how we coped with it was running really hard and digging in and chasing lost causes and putting your bodies on the line, dealing with crosses, which we knew we had. I'd say they had 90% of the possession in the second half, but the couple of things, defend really well and you'd catch them on the counter-attack once or twice, and we could have got another one on the counter-attack as well.
There's a lot of players you could probably praise after that. The midfield working especially hard. Dawson Devoy and Ross Tierney ran their socks off tonight.
Yeah, unbelievable. Like, I spoke to the players in there. I don't want to single anyone out. I just think from Paul Walters right the way through to the lads are coming in. Tell you what was the most pleasing thing is the lads were on the bench who didn't come on and how they were really driving their team on and delighted and celebrating. Like, that means a lot to them. That's what we are.
I know you said you don't want to single anyone out, but just indulge me for a moment, because Paul Walters has come in the last couple of weeks when you've had a serious goalkeeper in Kasper Hraška over the past, I suppose, couple of seasons. He keeps another clean sheet tonight after a clean sheet on Monday, and I thought he was very impressive tonight.
I think as a manager, all you can be is honest and fair with players. And when Paul came in, Kasper was number one. There was obviously a wedding coming up, and I spoke to Paul and I said, look, you get your chance, you take it, you stay in. And it's up to you then, and that's what's happened. And we had a couple of defeats and people were looking to get Kasper back in, but Paul did nothing wrong and we think he'll grow, and the competition is healthy there. It's up to Kasper now to get in, but you got to be honest with players and tell them whether it's good, bad or indifferent. You got to go, this is the way it is, and that's what we've done with Paul.
Two Dublin Derby wins in the space of a handful of days, and we know those Friday and Monday games can be so tough on players' legs and fitness keep going, let alone when you get down to 10 men. What was your most pleasing aspect of the back-to-back wins?
Look, they're massive to get 6 points against two really good teams, I suppose, first of all. But I'm delighted with the way we've won both. They're two different ways of winning. You know, I thought on Monday really good with the ball and without it, but showed lots of quality. I thought tonight's second half was real dig in and showed the other side, which people, I think, question.
Harry Vaughan's contract and his loan obviously runs out in a couple of days. I know you spoke last week about wanting to keep him. Is there an update on that front?
There's no update on it. There's conversations being had. The club are trying to keep Harry Vaughan. I think he likes it, enjoys it here. European football's around the corner, so we'll see. So I have no update.
That's all right. I'll leave you for now, Alan, but thanks for not throwing anyone under the bus today.
Okay, thank you.
Off the ball, daily.
Stephen, a really disappointing night tonight for St Pat's. A crushing defeat, really, in the Dublin Derby here at Daily Mount.
Yeah, it's a defeat we're disappointed with. You know, we have to take it on the chin.
I know there's a pretty huge moment about 40 minutes into the game. I know a lot happens before that. But there's a penalty given against Sean Hoare for a foul on Dawson Devoy. Have you had a chance to look at it back yet?
Not probably. To be honest with you, there's hard, minimal contact, if any. Very... You know, as Davey said, there's any contact, but if it is, it's minimal. So, obviously, definitely play for the penalty. And I think so I was surprised it was given at that time. And I felt the second goal, obviously, is a clear handball as well. Chris Forrester heads it against Ross Tierney's hand and it goes in off his hand into the goal. So that was disappointing. But overall, we didn't deserve it, really, on our second half performance. You know, we didn't. We didn't do enough to break Bohemians down. We had some good moments in the first half where we had a brilliant move where, you know, Cian Levy found himself in on goal, the keeper made a good save, and he did a couple of other efforts, and Ryan Edmondson obviously had a header early on in the second half. But after that we didn't Bohemians defended well, and we didn't have the answers on the night, and we have to look at ourselves for that.
I know you're talking about performances and looking at yourselves, but do you feel a little bit hard done by with the refereeing decisions there?
Yeah, the decisions are not, you know that's the way it is. That's the way it goes. You know, we're disappointed with that, but we're not focused on that. We know we'll focus on. It's not easy when someone passes a bus like that on Bohemians. They did it well in terms of on the edge of the box with 10. But we've got to be better than we were, you know. I think we've got to be better than we were. There's loads of ways we can do that. So we've got to look and learn from that in a major way.
What happens there in that second half when they put 10 players behind the ball and like your team can't seem to find a way through. Like what's going on there? What are they trying to do when they're trying to break that line?
Well, obviously trying to shift it from right to left quickly, create crossing opportunities, create opportunities to play and off the front players to get strikes on goal, build pressure, all of those things, you know. And I think all the numerous set plays that we had, we didn't capitalise on. So, you know, so we didn't do enough in the second half, that's for sure.
You took off Ryan Edmondson for Aidan Keane. I know you put Sam Rooney on up top with him towards the end, but were you tempted to play the two of them together from early on in that second half, or were you kind of waiting to see how it went?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, you make your decisions, and we made five substitutions, and probably last week the five substitutions probably won us the game, you know, definitely. And today didn't probably have the impact that we would have wanted.
It's obviously disappointing after two clean sheets and 2-0 wins. How do you try and bounce back from that? Because there's nothing really like losing a Dublin derby like that.
Yeah, you know, there's been, you know, everyone, nobody's happy with that, that's for sure. So we have to digest that, and we're in the morning, and we just have to get back on the training ground and work hard.
Thanks, Eamon.
Thank you.
Off the ball daily.